非常享受诗班的献诗。
Really enjoyed the choir this morning.
我今天坐第一排。
I sat in the front row.
所以他们在唱诗的时候，我好像就是这个叫什么身立身的立体这个呈现在我的面前。
So as I was sitting there, it seemed like the music jumped out at me.
我现在已经不是身立身了，现在要4K 是不是？现在是高叫做什么4K 高质的音响是不是
？So now the quality is no longer 3D but 4K.
4K,
right?
闭着眼睛听他们唱诗歌，都忘了他们在唱，就跟着他们一起在敬拜神。
So as I was, as I closed my eyes, listening to them, I have forgotten that they were singing. I was worshiping with them.
今天早晨起来之后。
After waking up this morning,
我就跟我太太说。
And I spoke to Cindy.
我说 Cindy 啊，我说昨天晚上我做了个好梦。
I said, Cindy, I had a great dream, a really good dream last night.
然后我说你知道我梦到什么了吗
？I asked her, Do you know what I dreamed about?
什么
？Her.
Yeah, 她就说什么
？Yeah. No, I said her. Did you dream of her?
Oh, 对
I asked who, what?
对，他很忙嘛，在准备孩子，没心听我说话。
Of course, she's very busy with the kids.
我说哇，我做了一个美梦。
And I told her, oh, I had a beautiful dream.
我说我梦到你了。
And I said I dreamed about you.
他说哇，我竟然进入到你的梦中了。
And I said, wow, I entered into your dreams.
我说的确很少梦到你。
And of course, it's not very often that I dream about you.
过去这大半年很奇怪，我有奇奇怪怪各式各样的梦。
This past year, I have had very various strange and odd dreams.
对，然后呢，这个是情节都是像电影一样的，是很生动的。
And the content is always very dramatic.
哎，可是昨天晚上呢，就梦到了 Cindy。
But last night I dreamt about Cindy。
啊，长话短说。
But long story short。
那我说好像我们在哪里度假一样。
It was as if we were vacationing somewhere。
然后在这个碧蓝的海边啊，白色的沙滩，然后我们就是这样子享受微风轻拂，这样两人。
And we were standing in front of a white sandy beach and.The blue ocean and felt the ocean breeze.
然后我就记得我抱着她。
And I remember I was holding her.
然后我就跟她说，我真的很爱你。
And I said to her, I love you a lot.
对，然后我说也谢谢你这么爱我，对我这么好。
And I told her, and I thank you for loving me and treating me so well.
然后这个梦醒，这个早上醒来之后，我就想，我记得这个梦。
And then after waking up, I remembered the dream.
然后我就想。这梦里面对他说这么好听的话
，And I thought to myself, well, I spoke in all these nice words to her in the dream.
然后这么的这个珍惜他对我的爱和照顾
，And it's and I really appreciate all the love and the care that she gives me.
可是，在日常生活当中，我有没有对他这样说呢
？But in our daily lives, do I often express this to her?
然后我就想，哦，我有说
，And then I thought to myself, I do.
但是我知道对他来说说的不够。
But of course, according to her, I know that it's not enough.
我们有时候开跟另外一对夫妻开玩笑，我们就说，我这个跟你讲我爱你，要讲多少次啊
？And then sometimes jokingly, I talk to other couples, and we often say, "How many times do I have to say I love you?"
我跟你讲了一次，就是一生都够用了。
And they would say to their spouse, "I just have to say it once, and it's."Can be used for a lifetime.
或者一年说一次就够了吧
Or say it once a year.
那有些人就是不一样，有些人就是每天要说多次。
And some couples they might need to say it every day.
我想多少次并不是最重要的。
But how often do you say it is not the important.
是能够表达。
But it is to express it.
不知道为什么昨天晚上梦到我太太。
So I don't know the reason why I dreamed about Cindy.
她就睡在我旁边嘛。
She of course was sleeping right next to me.
但是就让我想到，我们之间的爱情是神所赐的。
But then it reminded me that the love that we have is of course given by God.
也想到我们两个人之所以能够结合在一起，是因为我们在神的面前有了一个誓约。
And of course, for us coming together is we have a vow and a commitment to each other before God.
我们在认识的过程当中，不但是彼此很欣赏。
And while we were dating, of course we, admired each other.
至少我欣赏他了。
Of course, I admire her.
我是不知道他为什么迁就，迁就于我。
But for her, I don't know why she puts up with me.
但是我们彼此这个仰慕，然后呢也喜欢在一起。
But we admire each other and we love spending time together.
但是我们知道，当我们步入我们的婚姻当中，我们是对彼此有了这个一生一世在神面前的一个诺言。
But entering into the marriage, we know that it is a commitment and a vow before God.
可是讲到这个人跟人之间的承诺啊，事实上他这承诺是有点意思的。
But promises are funny things.
给的时候很容易。
They are easy to make.
但是呢，你如果要把它收回来或不去理它的话，更容易。
But it's easier also to neglect or to forget about it.
那最难的呢，就是能够历久持续的去守住这个约定。
But the hardest part of promises is keeping them.
意大利在这个文艺复兴时期有一个很出名的一个政治家。
There is a very famous Italian politician.
名字叫做马基亚维利 Machiavelli.
His name is Machiavelli.
他说过啊，他说约定的承诺是为了过去的必要。
And he says, quotes, the promise given was a necessity of the past.
但是毁去这个约定呢，却是现在的必要。
The word broken is a necessity of the present.
当人要去给一个约定的时候，必定是因为他们想要得到什么。
When someone gives a promise, usually it's because they want to receive something in return.
可是是不是有些时候，当你得到了你所要的时候，这个约定就可以不要去守它了？
But is it that once you have gained or received that, something in return, is it okay to just forget about the promise?
但是当然，人给约定的时候，并不一定他们就已经有了这个毁约的这个思想。
But originally, they may not have the intention of breaking that promise at first.
对，也许人给了约定以后，他们的这个意思是要去守这个约定的。
Of course, the intention was always to keep the promise.
但是可能环境改变了，他们守不了。
But maybe the situation has changed and they can't, it's difficult to keep that promise.
或是他们发现，如果我要去守我所讲的这个誓言的话，这个带来给我的伤害却是更甚，所以我就决定不去守它。
Or they may think to themselves, by keeping this promise, it might bring me harm, or it can bring me, it be advantageous for them.
但无论这个毁约或者是不去持守我们对人的这个应许的这件事情的原因是什么？
But regardless of the reason for breaking the promise,
我们能够确定的是，我们答应人的事情，我们给人的承诺，常常是会违背他的。
But for a man, sometimes the promises that we give often is broken.
别人毁了跟我们的约定，我们常常有经历到。
We've experienced broken promises to us.
但是呢，我想我们也承认，我们经常也在答应别人事情，也在承诺别人事情，我们或多或少也是会毁去这个我们的这个约定的。
But we have to admit that oftentimes we ourselves break promises to other people.
有些时候根本就是不经意的，就是忘了。
Sometimes it's just forgotten.
是不是父母答应孩子的事情很容易答应啊？
Just like parents promising their children, it's easy to make promises.
但你一下忙了就忘了。
But once you get busy, you forget about that promise.
孩子不会忘的。
But your kids will never forget those promises.
你开始答应他们事情多了，可是你却不经意的，或者是就你不刻意，可是你忘了他孩子以后对你说的话，他就不尊重了。
But oftentimes, if you break promises frequently enough, they won't respect your words.
因为我们在人的层面，我们发现给约定和守约定经常是两回事。
And in our view, it's two different things, one of keeping the promise and another of breaking the promise.
而在我们的人生经历当中，人说的话是不可信的这件事情，已经是一个我们经常认为是一个先决条件，已经习以为常了。我们认为是很自然的，就是别人说话不算话。
So it's very natural to us these days that people don't keep their word.
所以当我们有了这一层的认识以后，我们就会开始发现神的应许是多么的美好。
Once we understand this, we will start to know that how good God's promises are.
我们就开始能够很惊讶于神他奇妙的承诺，因为神的承诺，神的应许是永远不会违背的，他永远不会违背的。
And God's promises are special because we know that He will never break His promise.
因为神所给的应许是永远不会落空的。
And it's never in vain.
神给应许。
God gives promises.
他会持守他的应许。
And He will keep His promises.
他永远的会将他所给我们的应许会实现的。
And he will always be faithful, and his promises will always come to pass.
我们看，如果你带圣经的话，我们翻到约书亚记。
So if you have your Bibles, let us turn to Joshua.
Yeah. 约书亚记第二十一章第四十五节。约书亚记第二十七章第四十五节说：“耶和华向以色列家应许赐福的话，没有一句落空，都应验了。”
In Joshua chapter 21 verse 45, it says, "Not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed; all came to pass."
什么是神的应许？
What is God's promise?
神的应许就是他对人答应的承诺。
It is something that God...
It's his pledge.
It's his pledge, God's pledge to his people.
神所给的每一个应许，每一个承诺，都会绝对的准确的实现。
Every pledge or promise given by God will come to pass.
神的应许和神的承诺不像是我们经常对别人所做出的那种轻率随意或者是可以变更的承诺。
And what God promised is not like how man gives his word or promises that can flippantly be changed or neglected or broken.
神的应许是坚如磐石，是毫不含糊，而且是言出必行的承诺。
And his promises are rock solid that will never be changed.
因为神是信实的。
Because he is a faithful God.
所以一个领受神应许的人就能够完全的确信神的应许必定会成就，必定会实现。
So someone that receives God's promise can be assured that those promises will come to pass and be confident in that truth.
经常跟基督徒在交流的时候会发现一个现象。
And oftentimes I realize a condition when I talk to other Christians.
就是发现一些信徒在他们的属灵生命当中好像得了一种麻痹症。
And it seems like they are in some type of spiritual paralysis.
也就是说，他们无法或者不再愿意 信靠神所给的应许。
Because they no longer believe in the promises given by God.
那么因为对神的应许已经不再认定，或者是不再领受，所以在生活当中就看见这些人呢，这些基督徒就没有动力，没有意愿去继续走这个神所要他们走的路。
And because they don't believe in the promises of God anymore, then they lose their motivation to continue their path that God has given them.
他们无法像神的儿女在神的家中一样受到神属灵的喂养而成长。
And they are no longer able to receive the nourishment of God's word in the church and grow spiritually.
当我们对神的话语产生了怀疑，或者是当我们忽视了神，或当我们开始对属灵的事情不痛不痒的时候，
When we start to doubt, neglect, or feel indifferent about our relationship with God or God's word,
这些怀疑，这些忽视，这些不痛不痒的感受就会在我们的生命当中替代了我们对神的信靠和我们在神面前的信心。
And all these feelings will start to replace the confidence and the assurance that we have in God's promises.
所以这样子的人就开始把属灵的事情，把这个敬虔的事情就在他的生活当中忽略了。
And they will start to neglect the spiritual pursuits and disciplines in their walk with God.
放弃对主耶稣基督的追求。
And they will forsake their pursuit to follow Jesus.
但是一般的人，他们不是刻意的，他们的出发点不是我要放弃神，或者是我不要神的应许。
But their original intent is not to give all of this up and give up on believing in God's promises.
一个基督徒之所以走到这样的一个境界，是因为生活的压力太大。
And oftentimes people come to this condition or state is because of the anxiety and the stress and the pressure of life.
过生活不容易啊。
Because life gets hard.
但是生活虽然是不容易的。
But although life is challenging and hard.
可是问题不是出在于生活是不容易的。
But that's not the root of the problem.
问题是出在于我们对神的这个仰慕，还有我们对神的敬拜已经被我们忽略了。
The problem is that we have lost our adoration and worship for God.
当神的爱呼召了我们，
When we were called by God's love,
曾经有那个时刻，我们看见主耶稣基督对我们的慈爱，主耶稣基督对我们的呵护，主耶稣对我们的引领。
There was a period of time when we experienced God's, Jesus' love, Jesus' calling, and Jesus' leading and guiding.
我们感受到主耶稣基督赐给我们的新的生命和新的盼望。
And we experienced the new life given to us in Jesus and that new hope.
而神的爱还有主耶稣的新生命，就是那使我们对我们的生命，使我们对我们的未来是充满信心，充满盼望的。
And because of that love and that experience in Jesus, that gives us new hope in this life.
因着神的爱，因着主耶稣基督赐给我们的生命，我们开始对我们的生活有了不同的态度。
And because of God's love, and Jesus' guidance, we have a new perspective on life.
但是因为忘记了，或者是忽略了我们对神的敬虔和对他的仰慕，使我们现在对我们的生命和生活开始有了暗淡的前景的这种态度。
But we've lost our adoration and worship of God, and that changes the way that we see life in itself.
你有没有因为站在神那奇妙可畏的应许之上 而蛮有盼望，然后蛮有胆量吗？
Have you ever experienced confidence and boldness when you stand on God's promises?
还是你飘摆摇荡，满心疑惑，因为神的应许已经不在你的视野当中了？
Or are you drifting and wandering because you've already lost sight of his promises?
约书亚他是一个有信心的人。
And Joshua is a person that had faith.
约书亚是一个经历神的应许得到满足的一个人。
And he was satisfied when he experienced God's faithfulness and promises.
耶和华向以色列家应许赐福的话，没有一句落空，都应验了。
All of God's words have come to pass. Not one of them did not come to pass.
都应验了，但不是，并不是每一个以色列人都经历到了。
All of them have come to pass, but not every one of the Israelites experienced it.
将近200万的以色列人出了埃及。
Around 2 million Israelites came out of Egypt.
神应许他们，我将你们从埃及为奴之地，我会带领你们到一个流蜜与奶的应许之地。
God promised them to take them out, save them out of the land of slavery, the land of Egypt, into the land, the promised land, flowing with milk and honey.
神应许他所爱的这些人民，他说，我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。
And God promised them that I will be their God and you will be my people.
在这将近200万人当中，多少人从埃及出来，然后进入到了这个应许之地啊？
And how many of these 2 million Israelites that came out of Egypt actually entered into the promised land?
你知道答案吗？
Do you know the answer?
将近200万人，多少人进入到神的应许之地呢？
How many have actually entered into the promised land?
两个人。
Two of them.
神的应许是我会把你们带入应许之地。
The promise is that I will lead you into the promised land.
神的应许也应验了。
And that promise came to pass.
但是只有两个人经历到。
But only two people experienced that.
其中一个人就是约书亚。
And one of them is Joshua.
约书亚跟这其他两百万人所领受到神的应许是同样的应许。
The promise received, the promise that Joshua received is also the same promise to the other 2 million Israelites.
他与那另外两百万人民所经历到生活的艰难和生活环境的挑战是一样的。
And similarly, Joshua experienced, the same type of challenges and hardship in life as the other Israelites.
在埃及做人的奴隶。
He was a slave in the land of Egypt.
被领出埃及之后，前面碰到红海，无处可走。
After coming out of Egypt and facing the Red Sea with no path.
背后有埃及的王和他精锐的军队在追赶着他们。
And the fiercest Egyptian warriors with Pharaoh behind them.
他们进入了西乃的旷野。
And they entered into the wilderness of Sinai.
没有水喝。
There's no water.
没有食物可以吃。
And no food.
西乃的旷野是一个炎热干燥的地方。
That desert is dry.And desolate.
不适合生命生存的地方。
It is not a place where life can survive.
然后在旷野之中过了40年流荡的生活。
And the people wandered for 40 years in the wilderness.
约书亚是接替摩西带领以色列人的一个首领。
And Joshua took the place of Moses as the leader of the Israelites.
但是他惊心胆战，因为没有人可以像摩西一样，是与神面对面大有信心的人。
But he was bold like Moses, that came face to face with God.
外在对他有期盼的压力。
So he was under extreme pressure from the outside.
约书亚难道能够像摩西一样吗？这些人民在怀疑。
So people must have doubted if he can be just like Moses.
他有他自己对自己内在的压力。
And he also has internal pressure and struggle.
我何等何能能够带这将近200万的人民进入到神所赐给我们的应许之地吗？
How can I lead these 2 million Israelites into the land flowing with honey and milk and honey?
这些人民成天的向耶和华神埋怨，成天的背逆神，成天的想说我们赶快回埃及吧。
Every day they're faced with Israelites that complain about their daily life and wanting to actually return back into the land of slavery.
他们曾经反叛摩西。
At one time they rebelled against Moses.
我约书亚是谁？他们难道不会叛我吗？
Of course, who am I, this Joshua, that they won't rebel against me?
从一个角度来说，我们可以说约书亚不但是面对其他的百姓所面对的环境的艰难，他是有过人的艰难，他要承担。
So he not only faced external pressure and stress, but also he had his own internal challenges that he needed to overcome.
背后有这一群软软趴趴的这个以色列人。
And behind him is just these soft Israelites.
前面是应许之地不错啊。
Of course, before them is the promised land.
可是那个地已经有人居住在那里面了。
But there were already inhabitants in that land.
然后他们又是能勇善战的这个人啊。
And they were fierce warriors.
有坚固的城墙在这个做他们的防御。
And they have fortified walls protecting them.
可是约书亚面对这些困难，面对这些挑战，面对这些压力，他却是有着过人的胆识，而且他是永不放弃的决心。
And even though he faced these daunting challenges and these pressures, but he was also fearless and he had the courage to overcome them.
他能够克服自己心中的惧怕。
He was able to overcome his own fear.
他在他自己软弱的方面，他得到了坚强。
And while he was weak, he became strong.
他在他的仇敌的面前得了胜利。
And he had victory over his enemies.
然后他就在他的生命当中不断不断的经历到神那丰富的超乎人意想之外的这个丰富的生命和神的祝福。
And he was able to enjoy that life that is blessed by God from God'sAnd experience all of God's promises.
而这一切在生活当中所得到的丰盛和神的祝福，都是因为神的应许而得到的。
And he's able to experience and receive all these blessings is because it is through God's promises.
一整个世代的以色列人都失去了经历神应许的福分。
A whole generation of Israelites missed out on experiencing God's promises.
因着他们的不信，神不允许他们进到神的应许之地。
And it is because of their unbelief, they were not allowed to enter into that promised land.
因着他们对神的背逆，或者是忽视神说你们断不能进入到我的安息当中。
And because of their rebellion against God, they will not enter into the rest of God.
摩西有什么别人没有的？
What did
约书亚有什么别人没有的？
What did Joshua have that others didn't?
很简单。
Simple.
他紧紧地抓住神的应许。
He held on to God's promises.
在圣经里面，我们看到神给我们数不清的应许。
And there are many, many promises of God in Scripture.
在神给人的每一个应许之中，没有一个应许是会落空的。
And each promise that God gives, none of them will not come to pass.
因为神的应许是他对人的承诺。
Because a promise is what God pledges.
而神的承诺是永远会实现的。
And it will always come to pass.
神应许我们什么呢？
What did God promise us?
神应许我们，当我们呼求他的时候，他就与我们亲近。
God promised that if we call upon him, he will be near to us.
申命记四章第七节。
That's in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7.
神应许他的儿女必受到保护。
God promised protection for his children.
诗篇一百二十一篇。
Psalm 121, verse 4 to 5.
神应许他的慈爱是永无止境的。
God promised that his love will never fail.
神应许祝福喜爱神话语的人。
God promised blessing for all who will delight themselves in his word.
神应许凡是信靠他儿子耶稣基督的人都必得救。
God promised salvation to all who believe in his son.
神应许万事互相效力，要叫爱神的人能够得到益处。
God promised that all things will work out for good for his children.
神应许我们在试炼当中必然得到他的安慰。
God promised comfort in our trials.
神应许我们在耶稣基督里，我们必然得到新生命。
God promised new life in Christ.
神应许我们祷告的时候，他必垂听，然后我们在祷告当中我们能够得到属天的平安。
God promised to hear our prayers and give us peace when we pray.
神应许供应我们生活当中一切的需要。
God promised to supply all our needs.
只要是我们需要的，神都应许会供应给我们。
He will provide everything that we need.
神应许主耶稣基督会再来接他的儿女去他那里。
And God promised that Jesus will one day return and receive all of us that belong to him.
神的应许是满满的记载在圣经里面的。
There are many of God's promises recorded in Scripture.
我们要能够去认识神的应许，我们要去能够经历神的应许，我们要进入到神的话语当中。
If we want to be familiar and experience God's promises, we need to enter into His Word.
光在圣经里面就有上千个神给人的应许。
There are thousands of promises God gives to people.
而每一个应许都必然会成就，没有一个会落空的。
And all of his promises will come to pass.
但是我们要知道，所有的应许都是要在主耶稣基督里面成就的。
And all of those promises will be fulfilled in our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督他是神荣耀的光辉。
And Jesus is the radiance of God's glory.
在哥林多后书一章二十节里面告诉我们说，神一切的应许在基督里都是是的，也都是阿们。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, it says, For all the promises of God find their yes in Him. That is why it is through Him that we utter our amen to God for His glory.
神一切的应许在耶稣基督里都是是的，都是阿们的。
For all the promises of God find their yes in Him, our Lord Jesus, and amen.
所以我们要怎么样才能够经历神的应许呢？
So then how are we to experience God's promises?
我们要怎么样才能够经历到神的应许呢？
How do we experience God's promises?
我们要用信心来经历神的应许。
We experience those promises by faith.
四部真曾经这样子说。
Charles Spurgeon once said this,
圣经里面的应许就像是一张支票，是从天堂银行里面开出来的。
Bible promises are checks drawn on heaven's bank account that we endorse with faith and present to God for payment.
你要去兑现这个支票，你要签上的是信心。
If you want to endorse the check, you got to do it with faith.
你拿着这个天堂银行的支票，你签上了你的信心，拿给神，哎，就兑现了。
Yeah, with the check that you've endorsed, you can present it to God for payment.
希伯来书十一章三十三节在讲到圣经里面信心伟人的时候
，And in Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about all the heroes of faith.
希伯来书第十一章第三十三节，这些人借着信，就战胜了敌国，就伸张了正义，就得到了应许，堵住了狮子的口。
Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions.
希伯来书十一章第一节告诉我们什么叫做信心。
And in chapter 11, verse 1, it explains what faith is.
是对所盼望的事的把握，是看不见之事的明证。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
然后第六节说，没有信就不能得到神的喜悦。
And in verse 6, it continues to say, But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
因为来到神面前的人必须信神的存在，并且信他会赏赐那些寻求他的人。
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
很重要的就是我们要了解什么叫做信呢？
Well, what's crucial to understand is what does it mean to believe?
什么样的信心是我们能够得到神应许的回应的信心呢？
What kind of faith do we need to experience God's promise?
今天的人如果想要获得并且能够经历神的应许，我们的信心必须要是摆在耶稣的身上。
And if we want to obtain and experience God's promise, our faith must be placed on Jesus.
主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
他在十字架上面为我们的罪而受死。
And he died on the cross for our sins.
而神的应许就是我们信靠主耶稣基督为我们成就的拯救。
And what we believe in, and what God's promise is that whoever believes in him will have everlasting life. We have to admit that we are sinners. We have sinned. And we have to admit that we hate our sins.
So we can recognize that Jesus Christ paid the price of our sins for our life.
So that we can acknowledge the cost of what he has paid on the cross for our sins. If we acknowledge our sin and we put our faith in Jesus, repent and put our faith in Jesus, then we will receive salvation.
永生不是只是我们人死了之后上天堂。
Eternal life is not just about going up to heaven after death.
永生是让我们能够将我们的生命重新的联系到赐生命的神的身上。
Eternal life means reconciling and reconnecting with the source of life.
因为今天我们成为神的儿女，我们得到了他的生命，今天我们是他家中的人，所以他的应许才能够在我们的身上被我们经历到。
Because we have been saved, now we are a part of God's family. That's why those promises belong to us.
这是为什么哥林多后书一章二十节里面说，神一切的应许都是要在基督耶稣里面才是是的，才是阿们的。
That is why in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 it says, For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen unto the glory of God.
任何一个人在主耶稣基督里面都是不慌张、不犹豫、不动摇的。
Everyone that is in Jesus does not experience
will not hesitate, will not Would not vacillate, would not feel unsteady or insecure. 因为神的应许就是，只要在基督耶稣里面，我的应许在你身上就是，是的，就是阿们，就是会成就，就是不会落空的。
Because they stand on the promises of God and they're in Jesus, then we can be confident and believe that those promises will come to pass.
那我们要既然信心是得到神应许的唯一管道，我们怎么样能够得到这样的信心呢？
So if faith is the requirement to obtain and experience God's promises, well then how do we obtain this faith?
第一，我们看罗马书十章十七节。
Well, first, let us read Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
信心是从所听的道来的，所听的道是借着基督的话来的。
So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
让我们能够经历到神的应许的信心，这个信心是从听神的话而来的。
So to obtain this faith, it is through the hearing and hearing through the word of Christ.
这里不只是讲到一个人还没信主之前需要听见神的福音才能够得救。
This is not talking about someone that hasn't believed yet and hears the word of God to be saved.
这是一个得救的信心，不错。
That is a faith that brings salvation, yes.
但是当我们得救了以后，我们有了这个信心，信心的成长仍然是借着听神的话。
But after you've been saved and you want to go through the spiritual growth and maturity, that also requires you to hear God's word.
神所赐给我们的信心，他的盼望是我们这个信心能够得到成长。
And the faith that he gives us, his heart is that this faith can grow.
彼得前书二章二节说，要像出生的婴孩爱慕那纯净的灵奶，就是神的话语，好叫你们能够靠着他长大， 进入救恩。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, it says, like newborn infants longing for the pure spiritual milk, that it by you may grow up into salvation.
你要经历神的应许吗?
Do you want to experience God's promise?
那你要对神有信心。
Then you need to have faith in God.
而你的信心是要在听神的话、读神的话、学习神的话当中才能够得到坚定，得到茁壮。
And for this faith, to obtain this faith, you need to hear and apply God's word, and be diligent in studying God's word.
在我自己的生命当中
，in my own life,
信心最软弱的时候
，when faith is weak.
就是最不读神话的时候。
It is a time when I don't read God's word enough.
事实上，我们信心软弱的时候，根本不想读神的话。
In reality, when our faith is weak, it's when we don't want to read God's word.
但你知道，我们信心软弱的时候，最需要的就是神的话。
But actually, in those moments, what we need the most is God's word.
这一个人啊，离开神的话。
When a person leaves God's word,
就像是一条鱼离开了水。
It's like a fish out of water.
可能你不喜欢你那盆水。
Maybe you don't like that.
啊，你嫌它
pot of water
又黑又脏。
You might think it's dirty.
不想在那水里面。
You don't want to be in that water.
你要自寻出路。
And you want an out.
所以鱼就跳出了那水缸。
So the fish jumps out of the pot. Water pot.
那他的生活品质是更好还是更差？
But will the quality of life be worse off or better off?
一个人离开神的话，
When a person leaves God's word,
不论原因是什么，
No matter what the reason is,
后果就是生活的品质会差。
The consequence is the quality of life drops.
因为离开了生命的源头，离开了信心的源头。
Because you have left the source of life and the source of faith.
我们多少时候自己信心软弱或自己碰到危机的时候，却在神的恩典当中，我们愿意回到神的话面前。
How often when we are at our weakest moments, we find God's mercy and return to God's word.
而当我们将神的话打开，我们借着神的话，我们亲近神的时候，我们看见神借着圣灵引领我们，供应我们。
And when we open God's word, we see the leading of the Holy Spirit to comfort us and to lead us and guide us.
而多少时候，当我们在神的话语当中在阅读的时候，我们看见神借着他的话语，再次的将他的应许赐给我们。
And how many times, once we've opened God's word, we come back to God's promises.
我自己都要放弃了。
I myself is almost ready to give up.
但是神坚定我，让我继续往前走。
But God is the one that gives me strength to keep going.
学业上碰到困难。
When I have challenges in my studies.
工作上面碰到阻碍。
Or challenges in my work.
婚姻上面出现裂痕。
Or problems in my marriage.
服事上面碰到这个错组。
Or mistakes in serving.
Or obstacles.
Or obstacles.
Right? Yeah. 可是神的应许是什么呢？
Well, what is God's promises?
神说我是会保护我儿女的。
God's promise is that He will protect His children.
他说我的慈爱，我的恩典是够你用的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
神说万事都是互相效力的，是叫爱他的人得益处的。
God works for the good of those that love Him.
神说你会面对试炼的，可是你必从我这边得到安慰。
You will be, you will suffer and endure hardships, but you'll find comfort in me.
神说你是属于我的，因为我是属于你的。
God says you belong to me and I belong to you.
当我们在我们的生命当中，我们要放弃的时候，我们却借着信心回到神的面前，回到神的话语的面前。
When we are lacking in faith or we're weak in faith, we through faith come back to God's word.
我们所得到的是信心再次的坚定。
We are strengthened in our faith.
然后我们每一次看见的就是神应许的成就。
And what we see is the fulfillment of God's promises.
第二个，我们怎么样才能够有这种得到经历神应许的信心呢？
Well, second is how else can we obtain this type of faith?
第一个是要听神的话。
One is hearing God's word.
第二是我们要纪念和重新提醒我们自己，神过去在我们生命当中他应许的成就。
Second is to remember the past fulfilled promises in our life.
可能没有写在这上面。我们要能够去纪念，并且重复的提醒自己。神在我们生命当中过去所做一切应许的成就。
And we have to remember and refresh our memory on all of the promises that were fulfilled in our life.
约书亚为什么有这么大的信心？
Why did Joshua have such great faith?
为什么摩西有这么大的信心？
And Moses have such great faith.
当我们看这个约书亚记的时候，我们就看见。
When we look at the book of Joshua, we see
约书亚带领了以色列的人民进入到了这个迦南地应许之地。
When Joshua led the Israelites into the promised land,
当这十二个支派的人都得到了神所应许给他们的这个流蜜与奶的产业之后，
And when all 12 tribes inherited that land full of milk and honey,
约书亚记二十三章里面告诉我，约书亚年纪已经大了，他就把这十二支派的领袖都召集进来。
And in the book of Joshua, when he's well advanced in age, he gathered all the elders from the tribes.
第三节他说，耶和华你们的神因你们的缘故向那些国家所行的一切的事，你们都亲眼看见了。
23:3 And you have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake, for it is the Lord your God who has fought for you.
他就开始告诉他们，记得吗？神听你们的哀求，将你们从埃及呼召了出来。
Do you remember God's heard your calling and led you out of Egypt?
神击败了追赶你们的埃及王。
And he fought for you, fought against the fierce warriors from Pharaoh.
领了你们过红海。
And led you to cross the Red Sea.
然后在旷野当中供应你们玛拿，供应你们肉和食物和水来吃。
And provided you with water and food, in the wilderness.
身上的衣服四十年不穿破，脚上的鞋子四十年也不穿破。
And all of the clothing and the sandals on your feet, did not wear out through those 40 years of wandering in the desert.
然后你们还没有进入迦南地之时，还在约旦河的另外一边的时候，你们怎么样的击败了在当地的两个很强盛的王？
And after crossing the Jordan River, how you conquered these two mighty kings?
记得约书亚讲这些事情的时候，他不是在讲陈年往事，他也不是在讲古老的历史。
So when Joshua shared this with the elders, he was not just talking about his glory days or history of Israel.
He's not talking about like ancient history, right? 对我们来讲，出埃及、过红海、进迦南地，这是几千年前的事情，跟我们没关系。
For us, when we talk about crossing the Red Sea, that's thousands of years ago. It has nothing to do with us.
可是当约书亚在说的时候
，But when Joshua was explaining this,
这是他一生当中神在他生命当中所做的经历。
That is something that he personally encountered and experienced.
你在你的生命当中所经历到神的应许和他应许的成就有多少？
How many of God's promises were fulfilled in your life?
你还记得吗？
And do you still remember them?
当初最早的时候，你得救信主的时候，
When you first came to the Lord,
你还记得那时候的情景吗？
Do you still remember what happened?
你还记得当时主耶稣基督的爱和神的话语和他的福音进入到你心中的那种澎湃吗？
澎湃。
Do you still remember how shocking and how in awe you were when you were first touched by the love of Jesus and when God's word and his gospel rushed into your heart? 不记得了。
Do you not remember?
我想我们绝大部分的人不记得。
Probably most of us don't remember.
因为你要开始去想。
Because you have to think about it.
你要往你那个脑海深处结蜘蛛网满有灰尘的地方去想。
You have to access the parts of your brain that are full of spider webs.
因为你已经快忘了它了。
Because you already...completely forgotten.
你很珍惜他，可是你却忘了他。
You cherish it, but you've forgotten.
你把你的救恩包得好好的，然后就放在角落里面，储藏库里面。
You've covered and protected that incident of salvation, and you put it away.
可是你又把它像那个宝贝一样，常常拿出来摸啊，常常擦啊。
But do you take that precious, treasure out and enjoy it and remember it?
把它打得光光亮亮的
，and give it a shine and a buff.
然后谁来你家？你说来给你看一下我这个宝物。
And whoever comes, you show it to them.
你在自己灵修的时候，或者你在与弟兄姐妹或不信的人面前，多少次重复过神在你身上所做奇妙的作为
？How often do you share those fulfilled promises in your life to other people or with brothers and sisters when you're fellowshipping with them.
主耶稣基督如何的将你从罪恶当中拯救出来？
How did Jesus save you from your life of sin?
神怎么样奇妙的将你从你出生的地方带你来了美国？
How miraculously you that he led you from your homeland into America.
今天你有了一个好的婚姻，好的配偶。今天你有了孩子，今天你有一个工作。
Today you have a wonderful marriage, a wonderful wife and children and kids and work.
你在这些事上，这些事都是你自己成就，都是你自己打理的，还是有神奇妙的供应？
Did you gain all of those by your own efforts, or is it because it was provided by God?
你生命当中遇见困难，当你的健康出现了问题的时候，你在神面前恳切的祈求，神应允了你，你记得吗？
When you were facing challenges and you needed help and God came to your rescue, do you remember?
还是那又成了陈年往事，又被封在那个满有灰尘，都是蜘蛛网的空间里面。
Or has it just become a forgotten memory?
约书亚不是。
Joshua did not do that.
他记得神在他一生当中所做一切奇妙的事情。
He remembers all of the miracles that he experienced through God.
所以他才会对以色列的首领说，你选嘛，你要跟随耶和华神呢，还是你要去跟随那些世俗上面其他的这个邦国里面的神呢？
That's why he asked the elders of the tribes, it is your choice. Do you want to follow the one true God, or do you want to follow these other gods of the Gentiles?
因为你们摇摆不定，你们常常看其他的人有什么，你们总忘了耶和华。可是我没有忘，所以我和我一家，我们一定侍奉耶和华。
But because you vacillate and you can't make a decision, but as for me and my household, I serve the Lord.
一个记得神过去应许应验的人，是在今天的生命当中和对未来的生活的方向上面一定会跟随耶稣的人。
Those that have experienced the fulfilled promises of God in the past will always follow and be determined to follow God in the future.
因为在生命当中最好的是离不开耶稣的。
Because what is best in life is you can't leave Jesus.
所以我们要如何才能有这样的信心呢？第一，我们要听神的话，我们要去追求神的话，我们要去学习神的话。
So how are you to obtain this type of faith? Well, number one is to hear God's word, to pursue God's word.
第二，我们要常常的纪念，然后要述说神在我们生命当中所成就的。
And second is to remember all of God's fulfilled promises and recount them.
第三，是你我的选择。
And third is our own decision. Choice.
是我们的 choice. 我们要选择神。
We need to choose God.
约书亚不是这样子跟那些十二支派的领袖这样说吗？
Didn't Joshua say this to those elderly of those 12 tribes?
你们今天得到了神的应许。
Today you have received God's promises.
你们进到了这个应许之地。
And you have entered into the promise land.
你们得到了这个城池。
You received
the cities
land, right? in the promised land.
这个地是肥沃丰盛的地。
And this is a fertile land.
然后你们周围所有的仇敌都不敢与你们征战，所以这个是天下太平。
And all of your enemies fear you, so it's peace.
他就说，在约书亚记第二十四章第十五节。如果你们认为侍奉耶和华不好，那么今日你们就可以选择你们要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边侍奉的神呢，还是你们现在所住亚摩利人之地的神呢？至于我和我家，我们的选择就是我们要侍奉耶和华。
Joshua 24.
Joshua 24:15.
And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
当时的以色列人十六节说，他们的回应说，我们绝对不会离开耶和华。
But the response of the Israelites in those days, in verse 16, is, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods.
你知道他们没有说我们要选择耶和华。
Did you know that they didn't say that they will choose to serve the Lord?
当他们面对耶稣亚给他们的这个挑战，就是神给他们的挑战，你要选择我呢，还是你要选择别的这些假神呢？
The challenge from Joshua to the Israelites is also, it's the challenge given by God, is that,Will you choose me, or will you choose to serve the other gods?
他们就说，我们不会离开神的。
They said, we will never forsake the Lord.
因为的确，他对我们很好，所以我们也要服侍他。
Because it is true, he is good to us. We want to serve him.
可是约书亚怎么对他们说？十九节，约书亚说，你们不可能侍奉耶和华的。
But verse 19, Joshua said to them, You are not able to serve the Lord.
因为他是圣洁的，他是基督的，他不会赦免你们的过犯和罪恶。
For he is a holy God, he is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins.
二十一节，众民这些人很可恶，可是我们不要笑他，因为我们就是一样的。这些众民就对耶稣亚说，不不不不不，我们必定要侍奉耶和华。
Verse 21, we see these people, similar to us, they say, no, but we will serve the Lord.
他们还是没有说我要选择耶和华。
They didn't say we will choose the Lord.
所以到了第二十二节，约书亚又对他们说，你们要选择耶和华吗？
Verse 22, Joshua asked again, have you chosen the Lord?
如果你们是选择了耶和华，如果你们要侍奉他，那你自己要为自己作证。
If you choose him, you need to be witnesses for yourself.
他们说，那我们为自己作证，就是说我们承担自己的后果吧。
They said, we will be witnesses and carry the consequences.
我知道你们会说，这有什么不对，这很好啊。
You might ask, well, why is there a problem with that? That's good.
你看23节，约书亚就说，那你们现在要除掉你们中间外族人的神，一心的归向耶和华。
Because in verse 23, it says, He said, then put away the foreign gods that are among you and incline your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel.
以色列人不是不要耶和华。
The Israelites, it's not that the Israelites did not want the Lord God.
他们要这个世俗其他外邦人的神，他们也要耶和华。
The problem is they also want the other gods that are surrounding them.
他们跟约书亚说，我们要侍奉耶和华，可是家里面有神像，别的神的神像。
But their response is, yes, we will serve the Lord, but in their homes they have idols.
他们说，我们的选择不是耶和华，我们要选择所有一切这个世上所能够给我们的，我们都要。
So what he is saying is, not that we don't want to choose the Lord God, but we want everything else as well.
这样的选择是得不到神的应许的。
This type of choice will not receive the promises of God.
所以我们怎么样才能够经历神应许的信心呢？
So how are we to obtain this faith?
我们要学习听神的话。
We need to learn how to hear God's word.
我们要不断的能够去珍惜，不断的去重复神在我们生命当中应许的成就。
And we need to remember and recount all the fulfilled promises by God in our life.
我们要在我们的生活当中，我们要选择认定神。
And in our life, we need to learn how to choose God.
神是给应许的神。
God is a God of promises.
神要属他的儿女紧紧地抓住他的应许。
And God's heart is for his children to hold on to his promises.
因为他要在你我的身上成就他的应许。
Because he wants to fulfill his promises in our life.
神给我们他的应许，使我们能够有信心，能够有勇气，我们可以去面对我们的生活，面对我们的未来。
His promises give us strength and confidence and boldness to face the challenges and hardships of life.
神给我们应许，使我们能够克服我们心中常常觉得孤单，或是觉得我们自己的不足，或者是我们心中的恐惧。
And his promises are going to help us overcome the fear and the anxiety.Inside of us.
当我们的生活，当我们的环境是一团糟，一团乱，或者是我们辨不出方向的时候，是神的应许能够给我们真正的平安。
When our environment and our circumstances are a mess, it is God's promises that will bring us peace.
神对你的应许的呈现，永远是会超乎你所能求、所能想的。
And God's promises will be fulfilled in a way that far goes beyond what you expect.
神的应许一定能够使你的心灵能够沉淀下来，可以不再慌乱的。
And God's promises will bring about a calmness in you.
这是神的恩典，这是神所赐的。
That's God's grace.
神所赐一切的应许在主耶稣基督里都是是 都是阿们的。
All God's promises is in Christ. In Christ is yes and amen.
所以我们要亲近主耶稣。
So we need to draw near to God, to Christ.
把你的信心放在主耶稣身上。
And put your faith in Jesus Christ.
你要愿意让你的信心成长，所以你可以得到并且经历神一切的应许。
And you want to grow in your faith so you can obtain that faith to experience and encounter his promises.
神爱给我们他的应许。
He loves to give us his promise.
神更爱持守他的应许。
And even more so, he loves to keep his promises.
我们唯一需要做的就是用信心睁着双眼等候神应许的成就。
So we need to be we need to open our eyes and be patient and wait upon his promises to be fulfilled.
对，我们不知道什么时候或他用什么方法成就，可是我们可以确信的是，他的应许没有一样是会落空的。
We can be assured that he will keep all of his promises. We don't know when or how he will fulfill them.
但是当神的应许来到的时候，弟兄姐妹，
But when his promise comes to pass,
我们的见证就是神的供应远远的超过我们自己所能做到的。
What we will experience is that his promises will exceed all of our expectations.
这世上所有一切的人事物都是掌控在我们的神的手中。
Everything in this world is in his hands.
他掌控一切，为的是要让爱他的人能够得到益处。
And he controls all things for the benefit of his children.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是一位持守应许的神。
You are a God that fulfills all of your promises.
你是一位成就应许的神。
You are a God that fulfills promises.
你爱给我们应许，因为你要我们经历你应许的成就。
And you love giving us promises because you want us to experience how they will be fulfilled.
你不但赐给我们生命，你赐给我们的是丰富的生命。
You give us life, an abundant life.
主，愿你的圣灵感动我们每一个人。
May your spirit touch all of us.
主，让我们不是只是看到你的应许成就在别人身上的人。
And let us not be a person that just experiences your promises come to pass in other people's lives.
主，我们要做那些得到并且经历你应许成就的人。
We want to be the ones that personally experience and encounter your promises fulfilled in our lives.
主，我们的信心不够。
Lord, we lack that faith.
我们的信心软弱。
And our faith is weak.
但是求你坚定我们的信心。
May you strengthen our faith.
求你呵护我们的心灵。
And may you calm our soul.
我们不认识耶稣的人，愿意我们走到耶稣的面前，接受他的救恩。
And those of us that don't belong to Jesus, may you draw near to Jesus and receive that salvation.
我们当中有耶稣，但是却远离了耶稣的人，让我们愿意回到爱我们的耶稣面前。
Those of us that belong to Jesus but may have strayed far from Jesus, may you return to Jesus.
主，求主你的圣灵亲自的呼召我们。
May your spirit call upon us.
让我们能够凭着信心走入到你的应许当中。
So that by faith,we can enter into your promises.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.